It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves and Ashley Fresca on 95.5 WSB. Brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
It's 7:06 at 95.5 WSB at Lavis News and Talk Station. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener, here with Ashley Fraska, the new host of the Lawn and Garden Show.
What am I?
February 1st, all by herself. I'll be out of town on February the 1st, and she will be the main duties in charge of gardening in Atlanta.
So I've been guest hosting the Lawn and Garden Show for, you know, when you go out of town a couple times a year, garden tours or whatever. You don't take much time off otherwise, but since 2013. That's when I started guest hosting your show. Doesn't seem like that long.
We trusted you then. We trust you now. You'll have a great show in your hands, and you can change it any way you want to. Ashley can change the name. She can change the format. She can change the caller. She can change the, not the phone number. We know the phone number. 404-872-0750. That's our number. Other than that, Ashley's in charge.
But a few things won't change. Them hearing your voice on the show every Saturday will not change. The garden experience and advice that you can get, the fact that you can ask questions, that won't change.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not going to be able to answer the amount of questions that Walter does, but I'm going to try my damnedest and have guests, too.
And, you know, you talked about being able to record people in the garden or at a pike or something like that. I think that'll be absolutely wonderful. You're so much better at that than me.
You know, I mean, what we have envisioned for the show, and it's still a work in progress, I have until February 1st. So let's decide January 31st what it's going to be. Yeah. No, like, when I say a magazine-style show, I don't want that to sound cheap, but I think people would understand what I mean. Different features, different interviews embedded in the show, still calls, maybe guests in studio. So a little bit of everything. And a lot of it's going to be me learning with you. I'm educating myself. We've always educated the listeners. That's not going to change. But just the process of me learning and getting out in the community and really meeting people and involving people that know so much more than I do. So that's fun. Yeah. For example, I did a Pike Nursery last weekend, and that's going to be a whole thing on the show February 1st. Had a blast. I mean, the gardeners are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course,
I mean, I always talk to angry people in traffic Monday through Friday. And, you know, I mean, most are nice, but some are pretty upset. But gardeners have no reason to be mad.
Not at all.
No.
Let's make some people happy this morning. Give away the weekend prize pack. What do we got for to give away?
It really will make some people happy. The weekend prize pack, tickets to the Zac Brown Band concert. That is cool if you love country music. Roar with the Lions Tour, August 7th at what is now SunTrust Park, soon to change the name there in Cobb County. But two tickets to see that. Tickets do go on sale Friday, January 17th, next week at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you don't have to wait till next Friday. You can win two tickets now. We'll say caller number four. Caller number four, but you have to call 404-741-0750. That's the prize line, 404-741-0750, and you'll get yourself to the Zac Brown Band on August 7th.
Fourth caller. Hurry up. Mike is in McDonough, Georgia, and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, we're all right, Mike. What's going on?
You had raspberries on the easy-to-grow list, huh? I never had much luck with those things. Other than doing them reds. They grew like Pepsi and it tastes good. But
some people have the raspberry green thumb. Some people don't. I had great harvest for 4 years in a row, I guess, Mike. And then something changed. Either my care or the weather or something changed. And they didn't do very well after that. The blackberries have done pretty well all the time, though.
Yeah, they seem to grow great for about 3 years, and then they fiddle out. You know, every time I tried it, I finally gave up.
What could that be? Could that be the plant, or could that be, you know, a difference in the soil, or is that just kind of the longevity of it?
I don't think they grow good around here. Maybe not enough cold hours in the winter or something.
Well, for raspberries, maybe, but for blackberries, I mean, heavens, you see blackberries growing wild in every backyard in Atlanta, just about.
I have no problems growing blackberries. They grow great.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Well, let's get on to what you wanted to ask about in the first place, Mike. You want to ask about gardening podcasts.
I'm sorry. First, I'd like to thank you guys for making your podcast available for the days that I can't quite get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Or don't want to. We don't blame you.
And I've tried to find some more to listen to during the week, but every one I've found is so boring. It's like listening to NPR.
Oh.
You guys have spoiled me, so I was just wanting to know if you had some suggestions of some other podcasts I could listen to during the week that were good.
You know, I mean, I'm in my late 30s, and I should be more up on podcasts and trendy things like that, and I'm not. But one of our fellow Cox Media Group properties down in Orlando, WDBO, the Garden Rebel is down there, and I think his style of show is very similar to Walter with garden advice. And mm-hmm. of course, you have a little bit different climate down there, but he's pretty entertaining from what I know of him.
The Garden Rant is three women who get on, and it's not boring, and they have opinions. Thank you very much.
Well, that's
they do.
Cool.
So the Garden Rant is another one. I think Neil Sperry, the Texas gardener, who's awesome, great, fabulous guy. I think he makes his shows downloadable like we do ours, and so I think you can listen to his whenever you feel like. So Neil Sperry is really good.
Neil Berry or Sperry?
Sperry with an S.
Like the shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ron Wilson. Right. Let's see. Ron Wilson up in, where's Ron from? Look for Ron Wilson. Google Ron Wilson's garden show and see what he sounds like. He's good too. The Garden America over in California. That's a good show. Yeah, you ought to be able to find somewhere in there, Mike. Somewhere.
All right. I'm just going to hit stop. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to look up Ron Wilson. It doesn't say where he's from, but yeah, he's got garden podcasts for sure.
Good. Great deal. Well, Mike, thanks for calling this morning. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, man. Marion in Grantville wants to ask about her garlic or his garlic. Hey, Marion, good morning.
Good morning, Walter. Hey. Ashley, good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, is it too late to grow garlic?
No, to plant the bulbs. I mean, the better time would have been back in September, October, but, you know, garlic is a pretty forgiving plant. In fact, all the onion-type plants are pretty forgiving, and garlic in my yard pretty much becomes a weed in my garden. I mean, because the seeds from the garlic scapes, when they turn brown in June or July, the little seeds get scattered all over the place. I have little pieces of garlic come over here in the flower beds and pieces of garlic over there underneath the persimmon tree, too. So, yeah, you can plant it just about anytime you want. I'm not saying you get a big clove of garlic, but you can plant it anytime.
Are you going to do it in a pot or in the yard?
Yeah, right in the yard.
Okay.
I was going to, put a couple hundred of them out there. I got a lot of friends that just love garlic. And
yeah.
There is nothing better than cooking with fresh garlic. Wow, makes such a difference.
So good. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to put a bunch out there, Baron, what variety of garlic are you going to use? What kind of garlic? Hard neck, soft neck, or do you know?
Soft neck.
Okay.
I think down in Dixie, that's the best one to grow from what I understand.
That's a good variety. I've heard of it. Let's say I haven't grown it myself. But there are a number of good garlic varieties that can be grown in the South. Some are bigger, taller, more vigorous, less vigorous, et cetera, et cetera. But look for the good ones, and you will get garlic that you can smell all the way from your house to Ashley's house.
Yeah. Hey, Walter, now that you're retired, are you going to call in the show and ask for advice?
Sure. I'll ask her. You email me, too. I got a website. It says contact Walter down at the bottom. Just send me an email, Mary.
Okay. Well, Ashley, God bless you on your new career here, and you sound great. You project real well. You got a great radio voice.
Thank you so much. That's really cool because I've known what I've wanted to do with my life since high school. So that's really nice to hear, and that's really fun and fortunate that that's what I'm able to do. I never came in the doors of WSB 10 years ago wanting my own show. That just wasn't on my radar, but here we are 10 years later, and it's an awesome new challenge. I've had the best mentor for the last 8 years, so thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm excited. It's something new and different.
Well, that's great, because I don't know what I'm doing since high school. Since the prom queen, I ain't figured nothing out.
Well, that's okay, too.
Well, good luck with that, Mary, and hopefully someday soon you'll figure that out.
And at 65, it don't matter anymore.
Really?
Y'all have
Who cares?
A good day.
Nobody's going to test
too.
You on what you do. See you soon, Mary, and thanks for calling. Lisa is out in Covington, Georgia. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can we help?
I want to grow clover leaf in my yard, and I know that's going to make a lot of people cringe because people call and try to get rid of it, but I think it's beautiful.
Sure, sure it is. I mean, when you have white clover blooming in your yard, you see all the white blooms of crimson clover, too, the red blooms of crimson clover, all pretty.
And the yellow jackets and bees.
Oh, yellow jackets and bees, love them. They're good pollinator plants, too.
Yeah, I want bees, too, but that's down the road. But I wonder if there's any tips. I have seeds that I purchased off Amazon,
Which kind of clover do you have?
It's white Dutch clover.
Okay, that is the most perennial of the clovers. In hot weather, it's going to disappear.
Will it come back?
It will come back. It's a perennial, yeah. And so it'll come back when it gets cooler. But in summertime, when it gets closer to 85 to 90 degrees in July, that's when you start seeing it turn yellow and go.
So what would I get if I wanted a year-round green in my yard with natural clover?
What about the way we used to do things and mix fescue and clover together? Because fescue is green all year long. Clover grows nicely in fescue. There's a lot of people who try to get the clover out know from experience. So why not mix the two of them together?
So I would just put it in like a seed spreader and go through my yard. Do I need to do any prep work?
I'd say do it the same way you do a lawn. If you're going to plant fescue and clover together, just mix the two seeds together.
Oh.
Put them in a spreader, spread them out over the lawn. The care initially is pretty much the same. You water them so they don't dry out. They sprout. You enjoy the flowers of the white clover in the spring. The fescue stays green all year long. Sure, I think that would work fine, Lisa. And as you say, some people try to get clover out, but you want to have the clover in. That is the way it used to be until after World War II, when we found that the chemical plants that made all the chemicals and explosives for the war could be converted and made into things, or converted to make things like a weed killer. And that's when clover became an enemy, but not before that. Mm-hmm. Before that, clover was a friend.
Wow.
Yeah. Clover fixes nitrogen. It takes the atmosphere, the air that's around it, and pulls nitrogen out of the air free, and puts the nitrogen into the soil that the fescue feeds on. So that's a cool thing about clover.
So they complement each other and they'll keep each other healthy?
Just like being married. Mr. Fescue and Miss Clover right together with each other, yeah.
In the same mowing habits, just don't do anything different. Like when you need to mow the grass, you know, you're afraid of the clover, but it'll come back. It'll be fine.
Come back, sure.
Sweet. That is awesome. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I like moss, too. I hear people want to get rid of moss, too, and I would just be happy if my yard was like clover and moss.
All right. Well, go for it. You know, there's lots of advice in my website, of course, but online you get lots of moss lovers who tell you how to grow it and how to propagate it as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your retirement your promotion.
Thank you.
I think it's great. I listen to you every Saturday morning.
Good.
Continue to enjoy. We'll still be here. 7:19. We'll be back after this.
It's Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on 95.5 WSB. The news and traffic teams will be here first thing Monday morning to help you get to work on time and informed. Now back to Walter Reeves and his lawn and garden expertise on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. There's the Zac Brown Band. Hopefully caller number 4 is going to enjoy those tickets from the weekend prize pack. Right now, a weather update brought to you by Finley Roofing. Of course, a huge chance for rain, thunderstorms today, wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. You got a high of 70 and a low of 50. The rain will subside tomorrow, high of 65, a low of 55, and a mix of sun and clouds. The complete weather forecast comes up in less than 10 minutes on 95.5 WSB. And Walter, the weather nerd, traffic nerd in me too, just thinks with the wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour in some places, when you're driving along the interstate and you're next to those tractor trailers, you have to be very careful. Sometimes the drivers cannot control those high profile vehicles, and you'll see the wind kind of getting to the tractor trailer in its way a little bit. So just be mindful of that. You know, give them plenty of space as you drive around and slow down in the rain. Of course, headlights on, drive slow. But common sense.
The traffic nerd in you knows that somebody's going to go fast and somebody's going to be real. We're regretful.
The over-under after noon today of how many cars are going to go sliding off the interstate, I would go for at least 7 around Metro Atlanta.
Man, Ashley.
At least. Hey, experience shows.
Experience shows. And that's what you've done for, what, 7 years, 8 years?
Eight.
Traffic?
Mm-hmm.
Good heavens.
Yep, yep.
And this past couple of weeks, you've been doing it on TV as well as on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you are not following Ashley on her traffic duties, you should. At Ashley Frasca WSB, at Ashley Frasca WSB is her Twitter handle. And she, just throughout the day, sometimes when you're not even on TV,
you're not even posting things. You're just
looking at the traffic cams and thinking, oh, yeah, I need to tell people about that tractor trailer that's turned over in Roswell or something like that. So it's really useful to follow some of the people in our traffic team. And we've got one of the best traffic teams in the country.
We really do. And we've had people from other stations come here and kind of observe us as a traffic team and kind of how we operate. You know, all thanks to Captain Herb for setting us up. But yeah, we have the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app as well. So that when you're driving along in the car, that'll activate. When you're coming up to a hot spot, when you're approaching a crash on 85 or whatever your route takes you, the GPS knows, and it'll alert you to trouble ahead. So it's pretty neat.
Where do you get the app?
It's free in any app store. Just look for the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app, and it's free.
727 at WSB, 95.5 WSB, as a matter of fact. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener, along with Ashley Frasca, the person who is taking over the Lawn and Garden Show in a couple of weeks. We'll be back after news.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves and Ashley Frasca on 95.5 WSB. Brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
735 at 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk station. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener, along with Ashley Frasca, the new host of the Lawn and Garden Show. We're here to answer your garden questions at 404-872-0750. And a great lineup of callers we've already had this morning. The next half hour, Sharon is first in line in just a minute. The redbud tree that's splitting on the trunk. And Michael wants to know about pruning tea olives. And David wants to talk about roses. And Sue wants to talk about daffodils. And Peter wants to talk about vegetables and too small in his garden. Whew, lots of topics. I hope you're ready, Ashley, because here we go. Sharon's first in line. Hey, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, and congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
We're happy for you, Ashley.
Thank you.
My question is about my redbud, which I was so happy with. It's only about two and a half years old, mm-hmm. and the trunk has like three splits in it.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm sure I have to dig it up and replant, but what in the world would cause that?
When you say split, does that mean literally the trunk is split or the bark is coming off?
They're splits.
Hmm. Why would it split? Did it get twisted or bent or?
No.
There's no weakness in the tree right there, some like the beginning of rot or anything?
Not that I have seen.
What would be, Walter, if she looked carefully, what would be a good sign of like the lightning strike? Would you see like singes, you know, a singe mark, or would you see?
It'd be straight down, pretty much straight down from the top to the bottom. But because redbuds are so small, generally, they don't get hit, or unless lightning jumps from a pine tree over to the redbud next to it.
Right. No, it hasn't been hit, that I know. And it's not that tall. It's maybe 8 feet.
Yeah. That's perfectly sized, and 2 or 3 years old, should not have any splitting in the trunk. Boy, that is a conundrum. I can't figure out why you have splitting in a redbud trunk. You want to send me some pictures, Sharon, that I can look at if you want to
get a good diagnosis? Oh, okay. I will try to do that.
Yeah. On my website, you got two ways. One is to name that plant, which is also name that disease and name that bug on my website, walterreeves.com. Or there's a email link down at the bottom for contact Walter, and you can upload things there too.
All righty, I'll try to do that.
I would love to see those splits. I just can't understand why a redbud would want to split.
I don't know. It's like, okay, that looks like I have to dig it up and replant, which makes me very sad.
Yeah, well, a picture's worth 1,000 words, so get us that 1,000 words in here, and we'll get it done, I hope. Anyway.
And that's really good to share those things, too, with Walter or myself, or even share on social media, because people can learn from that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, who knows? Something you send Walter may show up in one of his newsletters,
absolutely,
you know, in a couple of weeks. You never know.
You never know what's going to show up. David is in Tucker, Georgia, and joins us. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning, Walter. Just less than a month till Ashley will be the all-knowing one.
And you are her support team, part of the support team too, David.
Yeah, don't jump ship.
Caller.
I need you.
Yeah.
just to touch on the clover thing, if you could give the upside of red clover versus white clover. And my main question, I was reading a nonfiction book, and they referred to a rose variety as a coat of many colors, and this was a rose that was growing in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you had any insight into that, because apparently it's a rose that has different colored blossoms on it.
Yeah.
That was the impression I got.
Probably Rosa mutabilis. What a great name, mutabilis, because mutation, as you know, mutation would mean something that changes, right? And so the scientific name for this particular rose is called Rosa mutabilis, or coat of many colors rose, or I'm sure there's two or three other names that imply change. But you're right. The flowers come out sort of a yellow, a white yellow maybe, and they change to a yellow, and they change to a pink, and they change to a red all through the course of a couple of days. So you can have lots of different color flowers on this one rose. Sure, great plant.
Wow. I had never heard of it. Is it commonly available?
I have seen them, I think, once or twice at Pike, but not common. But you should be able to find them locally or maybe online, too. But it is a great plant. I used to do little TV spots down at Callaway Gardens. There was one in front of the Mr. Callaway's vegetable garden there. I did a lot of stuff in front of that Rosa mutabilis. Sure did.
Oh, and what about the red clover? Does it act in any way like a white clover?
It's really showy, actually, but the downfall to it is it's just an annual, so it's not going to come back. But it would attract bees. It would leaf out much the same as white clover. But white clover, as we were talking to the caller earlier, is perennial. So that's really what people would want if they choose to use that as a ground cover. But, you know, for one season, enjoying the crimson clover would be, you know, really nice.
Some of on the highway, they used a lot of David on the medians and highways. I've seen it all the time down in middle Georgia. The I-20 or I-16 highways out going east have crimson clover on them commonly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet, David. Thanks for calling.
And you know, David's asking about the roses too. One of the coolest rose gardens I've seen is Gibbs Gardens up in the North Cherokee County area. They've got a section of Gibbs Gardens just dedicated to the rose garden. And there were some really unique ones that I'd seen there, different colors, you know, things I hadn't seen before. So for anyone that's interested in that, that's a great place to walk through in the spring.
Gibbs is not a nursery. It is a show garden that you can visit. The public is invited to come. It costs not very expensive to visit there. But Gibbs Gardens is one of those show places. You just can't believe the dedication and the knowledge it took for Jim Gibbs to put it together. It has Japanese maple section. It has a hosta section. It has daffodils
coming up.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's, yeah. Acres and acres and acres of daffodils.
And have hydrangeas section. Whew, it's a great place to go. Gibbs Gardens. Fun to go see that.
Up near Big Canoe for anybody that's not familiar with North Cherokee County.
Peter is in Dallas, Georgia, and joins us in the Lawn and Garden. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, Ashley, and thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
Walter, a quick story. You kept me from burning my house down. I thank you for that. This was about 20 years ago.
Well,
I wanted to light my Bermuda on fire to kill the weeds, and you told me not to do it.
No.
That's right.
My neighbor didn't listen, and by the time we got the hoses out, he had a little damage to his siding. So thank you for keeping me from burning my house down. So, hey, my question, I've got a couple of raised bed 4x8s, and I've been putting vegetables in, and some of the vegetables are just, they're not growing very, very big. I don't have good luck with bell peppers, don't have good luck with zucchini and squash, and I do have good luck with other things, and my neighbor has a big old plastic bucket. She puts some things in, and they grow bigger than mine, so we've got the same water, same rain, same soil. Am I overcrowding? And maybe tell me how many plants I really should put in a 4x8.
How much? What kind of soil actually do you have in the bed? I'm curious about what you and your neighbor are using for soil.
It's 4 or 5 years worth of putting stuff in. I've had it tested, sent it off to the extension, and they say it's pretty good.
Okay.
But So I amend it each year, and it's basically stuff that comes out of the bags from pipes.
Okay, but again, the bed started as normal, regular garden soil, not something you bought. It was just regular soil you put in, then you've added over the years. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I mix, you know, fertilizer and manure in there and stuff like that. So it's pretty good.
The reason I'm honing in on soil, Peter, is because many times if a plant just doesn't grow as big as it should or as vigorously as it should, it's a problem in the soil. It's something going wrong downstairs, and sometimes it's too much water. Sometimes the soil is too hard, got too much clay in it. Sometimes it's not enough water because it's real sandy and it drains too fast. And so I'm thinking if you have vegetables that just aren't growing very well, very rapidly, very large, there's something not quite right in the soil. So how can I get you to figure out what's going on there, you think? One thing, you know, one thing I never talk about on the show, but you have given me the opportunity, Peter, is to talk about drainage and how to test the drainage capability of soil. That's what I'm going to do right now. Go to your raised bed, Peter, and scoop out an area about as big as a dinner plate. Doesn't have to be real big. Big as a dinner plate and about 3 or 4 inches deep, and fill it full of water, and then let it drain out, and then fill it another time with water. And the second time you fill, notice how fast it drains. If it drains rapidly within 30 seconds, that's cool. That's good, well-drained soil. If it takes a while, if it takes more than 30, close to 45 or a minute and a half to drain out, then that's poorly drained soil. And that's how you can tell the difference between soil that's too hard and poorly drained and soil that is drained very well. So test the drainage on it just to make sure that the roots are growing into something that's drained and has lots of pore space in it for them to grow into.
Okay. So if it's too wet, that's not a good thing.
No, get root rot and all sorts of things that would limit the growth of the plant above, yeah.
Okay. I might suggest that it's probably not draining that well. I would probably go along with that.
Okay.
I do water it with, I have a water drip system that comes on just for short periods of time during the day, especially in the afternoon during the summer, just to keep it a little bit cool. I would have to say so maybe improving the drainage might be a first place to start.
And keep an eye on the irrigation system, too. I know that it's supposed to save water, not apply a lot of water, but you want to make sure the irrigation system is not applying too much. They can apply too much if you put it on for a long enough time. So use a trowel, go underneath each emitter and see how deeply the water is penetrating underneath the emitters of the drip system.
Okay. And any last suggestion on the soil, since I've had it tested and I keep putting new stuff? I mean, it's stuff that you can stick your hand through and till it pretty much with your hand. So it's really pretty good soil.
The soil sounds fine, so I don't think that's the problem at all, as long as it, like Walter's saying, has a chance to drain and dry out just a little bit. The soil sounds like you're doing everything right, so start with the drainage.
Okay. But if you add something... I worry, Peter, too, that if you added organic matter over the years, that organic matter even could sort of mat down, get sort of mushy and hold too much water there. It's like a sponge would. So that's, again, drainage is all what we're talking about here, as I actually said, too.
Yeah. And how would you improve that with an addition of some material?
Where do you live?
Dan?
Dallas. Go to a local Ace Hardware or someplace like that and get a, let's say, oh, that's West Cobb too, right? Okay, in West Cobb, the Pike Nursery at West Cobb, they have a product called Soil Perfector. And Soil Perfector is slate that's been expanded and is ground down to a certain size, granule size. And Soil Perfector improves the drainage permanently in a garden. So Soil Perfector there. If you go to Ace Hardware, they have a Permatil.
Oh, yeah.
There's other brands, but Soil Perfector or Permatil, one or the other, dug into your bed will make the drainage really, really speed up and drain a lot better. It's 7:47 at 95.5 WSB. We'll be back after this.
Scott Slade here on your WSB Weekend. Enjoy Walter Reeves' Lawn and Garden and Dave Baker's Home Fix-It this morning on 95.5 WSB. The WSB News Team, meteorologist Kirk Mellish and I, will be here Monday morning with Atlanta's Morning News. Here's Walter.
Clever with clover, Jason.
Yeah,
thank you. So today, it's going to rain all day. Go ahead and move your plants indoors for sure. 100% chance. And then showers, heavy showers, thunderstorms likely. Most of that happening after 1 p.m. today. So a high of 70, a low of 50. Rain tapering off tomorrow. A mix of sun and clouds. Maybe still a 40 to 50% chance of showers. High of 65 and low of 55. Read Kirk Mellish's blog on WSBRadio.com for his entire prediction of how wonky the weather is going to be today, if you'd like to do that. But his complete forecast comes up in 10 minutes on 95.5 WSB.
Good job, Ashley Frasca.
Weather, traffic, gardening, you know?
Everything here.
Just put it in front of me. I'll read it.
You started out reading obituaries and so.
Yeah, right? I don't put that in front of me. I don't want to read those anymore.
404-872-0750 is the number that you can call to get your garden question answered. Michael in Marietta is going to get his garden question answered right now. Hey, Michael. Morning.
Hey, good morning, Walter. I need to work on some Osmanthus tea olives.
Yeah. And,
you're probably going to tell me to wait till after they bloom, but would it hurt if I do it in maybe late February and go ahead and get that done?
Some of the blooms are going to be fading at that point, so maybe just to make it look a little more attractive, but I would not do any major pruning then.
Because you want to smell them. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, why do you want to prune it, Mike? What's your motivation here?
They're a large.
Yeah.
And some of them growing up on the eaves of a garage. And...
Well, it's not going to hurt it. Let's put it that way. It's not going to kill the plant or anything like that. You simply won't smell the flowers that you cut off. And a lot of them are out on the tips of the branches. So that's mostly what you're going to be pruning off, right?
Right.
So it's not going to hurt it. If you need to do it, go ahead, I guess. I just like the smell so much. I hate it. It hurts me for you to say it. It's like if you said, I want to prune my Daphne today. I thought, oh, no, please not a Daphne. So, yeah, if you want to, if you need to, go ahead.
But now, how severely can I cut those back if I do like you're suggesting, wait till after the bloom? And can I cut them back 2 feet?
Yeah, 2 feet is fine because it sounds like they're about, what, 8 or 9 now?
Yeah, they're at least 8 feet.
You could go down 50%, not any more than 50%, I would think. So you could take off 3 to 4, maybe.
Okay. And another question. And you and I had talked about this in late May, I think, but I was about to go to a graduation. I had to get off the phone with you. And but this was concerning pruning Fatsia.
Yeah.
And you had invited some of the callers to give their opinions too, because you hadn't done a lot of that.
No,
I think is what your response was.
I still haven't since we talked. Okay. I haven't pruned my Fatsia at all.
Okay, but this plant is getting real large too, and it's crowding into some walkways and such as that. And I've read some of the articles on the internet, and so I suggested that I can cut all of the main stems back by a couple of feet. And maybe take some of the older ones down to ground level. And I just hadn't had much experience with this plant. And
What experience I've had with it, Michael. So you're the one who's teaching me, not me teaching you.
Okay.
You take whatever you want to off of it, Michael. Call me in a month and let me know what happens to it. I don't know what's going to happen to Fatsia.
Okay. Well, I'll do that then, and we'll see what happens.
It's a strong plant. Generally speaking, Fatsia is a reasonably strong plant. It gets frozen sometimes, yeah. But as far as pruning, mine has not needed to be pruned. It's about 6 feet tall, 6 feet wide. Big, great, huge leaves on it, but it hadn't needed to be pruned yet. And so I'll let you find out and let me know.
Okay. If this is a disaster, you know, I'll warn you against it.
That's a good thing, Michael. Warn me against it. Say, that is not the good way to do it because it's dead. That's what we need, actually. More people telling us mistakes they have made that we can learn.
That, I really wholeheartedly believe that's going to be a segment on my new show starting in February. Like, yeah. I mean, I want to poke fun at our mistakes. I want to be able to laugh at it. I want to be able to support each other. And sometimes you need a guinea pig. So you got to have that one person that's brave enough to try it, screw it up, and then the rest of us learn from it.
And a lot of the things that I talk about on the show are my own mistakes that I've made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If I had pruned a Fatsia, I would have told you what the result was, but I haven't yet made a mistake there. I've made plenty of other mistakes, but it just wasn't that.
Right.
Planted for instance, Daphne, talked about Daphne a minute there. I planted Daphne in the same place where the previous one got root rot. And I thought, well, I'm the garden expert. I'll just plant my Daphne in here and it won't get root rot. No, in 2 years, it was dead as a hammer.
Root rot.
Because root rot stays in the soil permanently. And on the same plant, kill that Daphne dead.
Womp, womp.
758. 95.5 WSB. We'll be back to more lawn and garden after news.